Now, the rest of the story. Hank had always dreamed of his own bachelor pad. Things were cramped at the home of his parents, particularly since they took in boarders. So one day when he was old enough, Hank said goodbye to his parents and he got his own place. It was not a particularly sad farewell. Hank's new digs were only 2 miles from Mom's house, but at last the young man had his own space and he made exceptionally good use of it. What I'm saying is that just plain Hank was rapidly transformed into Mr. Social Life. Hardly a day went by that Hank was not socializing. Only friends and family dropped by the bachelor pad at first, but soon Party Central had developed such a reputation that strangers would knock on Hank's door just for a look inside. Hank did spend a lot of time in town, mostly just hanging out, talking with people. He also visited friends' homes, and he dined out frequently, and yet everybody knew that there was only one place for miles around where it was always really happening, and that was Hank's place. As the months went by, the parties grew larger and larger. The pad accommodated 3 comfortably, but in no time, Hank was entertaining standing room crowds of 25 and 30. Hank's family had been concerned about him from the very beginning. His second day away from home, his sister showed up to bring him some food, she insisted, because Hank was a junk food junkie. Yet the real reason Sis dropped in was to check up on brother. And her report must not have been too favorable, because Mother came over every weekend after that just to reassure herself that Hank was still all right, not getting too lonely. I don't know what Hank told his mother, but the greater problem was fitting Mother into his dizzy, busy schedule. Years later, Hank would explain, "I loved society so much that I swallowed it all at a gulp, all that came my way." Even that was an understatement. Judging from those first 2 years on his own, even in the dead of winter, when you'd think most people would have wanted to stay home, Hank was entertaining one guest after another. But this is the rest of the story. Hank spent 26 months in his bachelor pad, a little cabin which he had built for himself on the outskirts of town. 26 months, that's all. Yet Hank would later declare that I had more visitors while I lived in the woods than at any other period in my life. And beside the personal significance of that, there is historical significance as well. For the last 100-plus years, the world has envisioned Hank sitting in a peaceful cabin, munching homegrown vegetables, passing the time in sublime solitude. Well, now you know he was partying his brains out and living on junk food. When he was not calling on friends, they were calling on him 30 at a time. So let's get this straight. This fellow Hank, whom you have imagined to be something of a recluse in that peaceful cabin, this fellow Hank, Henry David Thoreau, was in real life Mr. Social Life. In fact, the only peace and quiet he ever got came after he abandoned that little bachelor pad on the Concord Lincoln Highway. Are you ahead of me? That little bachelor pad is now a famous New England damp spot called Walden Pond. Only now you know the rest of the story.